A tipster admits to vote fraud. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The latest story warning us of vote fraud was in the New York Post last week. It quoted someone the paper described as a top Democratic operative, remaining anonymous, of course, who specialized in rigging elections in New Jersey. For example, he would send his henchmen house to house, offering to mail voters' ballots for them as a public service. The crooks would then steam open the return envelopes, stick in a phony ballot, reseal the envelope, and mail it. Now, even if the guy somehow managed to get the special paper the ballots are printed on, this strikes me as a fairly labor-intensive way to steal an election. But there's more. He said you could get postal employees to just discard ballots from known Republican districts, and you could also bribe nurses at assisted living centers to guide the hands of the residents in filling out their ballots. He said that method was used in a 2007 school board race in New Jersey. Well, America, if this is how vote fraud works, I think we can stop it and save the republic. So, if a stranger with a New Jersey accent knocks on your door November 3rd offering to mail your ballot for you, invite him into your home and lock him in a closet before he can get to the post office and the nursing home. Problem solved. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.